We begin with Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Gimel, Sif Beis. En Holchem B'chukos Oved K'chavim. One should not follow the ways of the Nochrim. V'loim is Dabam Mehem. We should not try to be similar to them. V'loim B'malbush, not in the way we dress, in the clothing we wear, V'loim B'seir, and not with the way we do our hair. K'yotz Mehem, and anything else, K'moshe Kosov, as the pasuk says, "V'loy telchu b'chukas agoy." We have to be careful that we should not follow the ways of the Akum. V'nemar v'chukasem le'selechu. V'nemar, and the pasuk says, "Hisham l'cha." Be careful, pentinokish achreim, not to fall into the trap of living the way they live. Lo'yibush. One should not be careful not to wear malbush amyuchalhem l'shem geis. One should not be careful not to wear clothing that shows arrogance. V'malbusorim, something that only important people wear. Lo dogma, for example, hadamrinu gemara, the gemara masechta Sanhedrin teaches us. Dosli yisrael l'stamslehem. Jews may not look like they look. Afilu b'rtzus haminal, even with the shoelace. Shem hoya. If they tie their shoes in a certain manner, and we tie our shoes in a different manner, they have red shoelaces, and our shoelaces are black. And then he says, in general, black clothing has an advantage. Because Meira, it shows alanova and humility, shiftless for tznius. And also Yisolashanis. And therefore, there's a point in wearing black clothing. Umazel Yilmet Kol Adam Lefim Kaimim Meshatai. And now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, it's hard to make a hard and fast rule because style changes. Shemalbisha Osili Hura Pritzis. Clothing that are worn to show arrogance or to show not the opposite of tznius. The opposite of modesty, loyasi Yisrael kain. That's not something that a Jew should wear. Al malbush of the clothing of a Jew, you assume should be made be inyan hamoira al achnov tznius, shows modesty, humility. Hachamin b'sifri, and the sifri teaches us. Shloi tamer, we shouldn't say hoyel ve'en yotzim b'argomen. They wear purple clothing. An the af and the eitzim b'argomen. I'll also wear purple clothing. They used to wear armor, sword, gun. Living this way, dressing this way, it's not. It represents arrogance. And that is not the way we live. Ella, the way we live is to live modestly with humility. And not to try to emulate people who aren't supposed to be our role models. Anything that they do, that there's reason to be concerned, that it originates from Avodah Zorah, that's not the way a Jew should behave. You shouldn't take your haircut or grow your hair as they do. One should be different than them. B'malbushov, in the way we dress, v'b'diburov, the way we speak, u'b'shab masav, and all of the way we live. As we are supposed to obviously be separated from them, b'mada u'b'dayosav, with our opinions, with our entire hashkafa, and our entire outlook in life, and our outlook to our religion. And so, does the pasuk say, "Va'avdal eschem menoami"? The prisoner was asked, why, as we're going to learn, are we so careful to wear a yarmulke, and they don't wear yarmulkes? And the prisoner said that the reason we wear yarmulke is because the pasuk says, "V'koyva Yeshua b'roishai." By wearing a hat on our head, we bring to ourselves Yeshuas. And they, of course, are not interested in those Yeshuas. It's only something that applies to us. Vayibush begodim yukarim. A person shouldn't wear very expensive clothing. Kidovaza maybe as odom de gaiva. That also brings arrogance. Vayibugodim b'chusim oid. One should not wear very inexpensive clothing or mechlochim or certainly dirty clothing. Shloyiz baza be'ena abrius. A person should not do something that should cause him to, people should think of him and not treat him with the proper respect. Average type of clothing, and of course they have to be clean. A person should sell his house, anything that he owns, and to buy shoes. Why is it so important not to look in the way we dress like the Akum? So I saw a very interesting mashal to answer this question. There was once somebody who was very close to the king, had done something very terrible towards the king. And the king really wanted to punish him in a very significant manner. But because of their special relationship between the king and this individual, the king decided that it would be enough that he would have to wear some sort of a badge, a necklace around his neck to indicate the king's displeasure with him. What happened was that he was wearing this for quite a while, for many years already, and people forgot why it was being worn. And ultimately, this person's children started wearing this type of a badge, and they started making the badge out of gold to make it very attractive and very nice. And other people started to copy this. And then one day somebody says, this entire badge is being worn only because of the sin that this person had done. How does it now become something that we try to make important? And the nimshal, the lesson is that originally the Adam and Chava in Gan Eden did not wear any clothing. When they did the Aveira, or the Eitz Hadas, of eating from the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them that they have to put on clothing. So if we remember that the origination of clothing really only began because we did something wrong, so then we'll always remember that the clothing should be something that we should be not make a big deal out of. The clothing really started from somebody from Adam Rishon doing the wrong thing. The Rama, however, says, even though we're learning here in the Rama Yerideya how we have to be careful about the clothing we wear, of course, clothing that's worn because that's the uniform of a certain profession. Doctors, for example, always wear white coats. So wearing a white coat certainly is not prohibited. That is the way you indicate that this is your profession. Moreover, the Poskim say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, somebody could be more lenient with the clothing they wear. The clothing that they wear represents the covered Shabbos for Yom Tov, so that we could be better. The Bnei Yisachar and the Sefer Agra D'Parka explains why do we just learn how critical it is to have shoes? Because the Adama, going back to the Chait of Adam HaRishon, was cursed after Adam HaRishon did the Avera of Eitz Hadas. So therefore there's a point never to wear, always to wear shoes, not to be directly walking on the earth that was cursed because of that horrible Aveira. And therefore, he explains, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the snare, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Sal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, take your shoes off, because the place that you're standing, Admas Kodeshu, it's a holy place. It's not a place that's cursed. And if it's not a place that's cursed, there's no reason to have to wear shoes here. And that's one of the reasons that on Yom Kippur, we don't wear shoes. Because on Yom Kippur, the entire world becomes an Admas Kodesh, becomes a holy place. And if the entire world becomes a holy place, we don't have to wear shoes. That curse is removed. Sif Dalad. Since we find that the right is always more important when it comes to doing the Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen has to do the Avodah with the right hand. When we sprinkle on the right toe and the right thumb, we do on the right, when we take off the shoe by the chalitza. Therefore, when one gets dressed or in other such situations, you should always put on the right side before the left side. And therefore, when you take off the shoes, the shabgadim or the clothing, first take off the left side. That's how you show cover to the right side. When it comes to tying, the left is more important. Because we put the tefillin, we tie the tefillin on the left hand. Whenever it comes to tying, tie the left first. So if you wear shoes that need to be tied, put on the right shoe, but do not tie it. The nail shall small, and then put on the left shoe, the kaishroi, and then tie it. And then tie the left right shoe, became a shabbagodim. Why? Because tefillin is put on the left hand, does that have to do with anything else? So I saw that the Levush explains that the Gemara Masech Techulin that Pei Ches Amid Beis explains Amar Rava B'schash Amar Avram Avinu Imichut V'tzroi Chanal. Avram Avinu, when he refused the gift from the Melech Stoim, he said Imichut V'tzroi Chanal Zochu Banu L'shtei Mitzvahs. We receive two mitzvahs, Chut Shatcheles, the Tzitzis V'tzur Shatfilin. So since through the Tzroch Hanal, since mentioning the shoelaces, we got tefillin. So that's why when we speak about tying, there's a connection of tying the shoelaces and tying the shoelaces on the left side first. Not only should we put on the right before the left, we should wash, when it comes to anything, the head should go before the rest of the body. And the upper part of the body should go before the lower part of the body. There is a question, what is the halacha by a lefty? He puts on the tefillin on the right hand, what should he do? Some paiskim say that he should tie the right first. That's the opinion of the Deber Tzinarov. There are others that say that he should do like everybody else. As far as taking off the clothing, the Sinurov says that one should untie the right shoe, and then untie the left shoe, and then take it off, and then take off the right shoe. There is a question. If this halach of tying the left, as we just explained, is connected to tefillin, is connected to the shoes, so is that halacha only by the shoelaces that we should tie the left first? Most paiskim say that in all situations, one should tie the left side first. One should be careful not to put on two garments at the same time. It causes that somebody could forget what he learned. And most paiskim say that it refers to any two clothing. The one thing that I saw is like you have your rubbers on your shoes. There, you could put them on at the same time. But for example, even your yarmulke and your hat should not be put it on at the same time. Put on your yarmulke and then your hat. And as far as taking off the clothing, that is a machloikus. Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel, other poskim are machmer. Or say anything out of his mouth, begilei rosh, without his head covered. Vegamaktanim, even young children, tzrichim lahagel chasas roshim, they should cover the hair, head. Keched the havaleim so the shmaya, in order that they should have yiras shmayim. K'rematzina b'Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, ima the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, by Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the ima the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, omlei kaldoi. The astrologer said to his mother, Brich ganvahu, your son will be a thief. Lo shafta gulei rosh, she never left him with uncovered head. Amrle, and she would say to him, Ksi resha, cover your head. Keched avaloch emsu d'shmaya, that you should have yirushmayim. Ramosha in a tshuva, Aruchayim Chelik al Silman Aleph, says that the best would be that most of the head should be covered with a yarmulke, but at the minimum, a yarmulke has to be a yarmulke that anybody who sees you wearing the yarmulke will be able to notice that you're wearing that will be able to notice that you're wearing a yarmulke. One should always wear the yarmulke, and the task points out that even if originally, as we just learned, the wearing of a yarmulke was there because it represented a midas chassidus, it represented Yerushalayim. But says the Taz, that now that has become the custom that all Jews wear a yarmulke, says the Taz, not wearing a yarmulke is a violation of bechukaseim loisaleichun, and therefore we have to wear a yarmulke. Certainly, when one learns or eats or walks Dalar Amis, he has to wear a yarmulke. If, for whatever reason, it's the middle of the night and you can't find your yarmulke and you want to take a drink, you should not just cover your head, says the Mishnah Berurah, by putting your hand on top of it, because one part of the body cannot cover the other part of the body. What you should do is, you should take whatever you're wearing, a piece of material, your pajamas, your whatever you're wearing, and that should be used to cover your head. That is considered proper head covering. Siv Zayin, also Leil becomes a goofer. One should not walk standing tall. V'goyre notoy, in an arrogant manner. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'telech notiyas goyren, they walk that way. Makamakim still la Yaakov Roshay Yos Medai. You shouldn't put your head down too much. El Mida Beninus. You should walk in the way average. And here the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no halach of Dalar Amis. You're not allowed to walk this way under any circumstances. But you should walk in a way Shiyir Asabak Negaponov. Somebody coming towards you. The Gam Yira Midra Kafragla. Know where you're walking. Gam Mahalch Shadam, as a person walks, nicker we could determine him chacham bal dehu if he's a talmud chacham, a shayt of a sekel, or he's a foolish person. The kain amar shleim b'chok masai, the gam b'derech. Even when we walk, she sakel haylich, when a foolish person walks, liba chasa v'amal kasakahu, the way he walks demonstrates that he's a foolish person. Who medil lekol al atzmei shu sakel, he shows everybody that he's a foolish person. Everything we do has to be with thought, calculated, that's done the proper way. Sivches, yesh lizosh, lo yilalach ish ben shtei noshim. We have to be careful that a man should not walk between two women. V'lo ben shnei klovim, not between two dogs. Or shnei chazerim, two pigs. V'kein lo yinichu anoshim shteilach b'neim. Two men should not allow a woman or a kelev, a dog, a chazer, to walk in between them. However, two men may walk between two women. Also, if there are dalar amis, if there are four amis separating the man from the woman, there is no problem. The Paiskim, however, say if a person has a difficulty that he's between women and he wants to be able to walk or sit, what should he do? He should hold something. And I saw that the Ibn Ezra says that the pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yikach Moshe es mat alakim biyadoi. Moshe Rabbeinu carried the mat alakim. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu carry the stick? Because Moshe Rabbeinu always wanted to be careful not to walk between women, that he may not walk between them. So that's why he was careful to hold something. If you hold something, then it prevents the problem of walking between women.